Seem focused up today. I like it.
On a windy Sunday morning in Mira Mesa, San Diego, coach Mark Caban is preparing his under-19 soccer team for the semifinals of a local tournament.
In the game, when things do not go our way, because sometimes they are not going to go our way.
Since 2009, Mark has been in charge of his own soccer program for refugee children. Yala, meaning let's go in Arabic, uses soccer to help young refugees adapt to life in the United States.
Guys, this game is important here. We win this game, okay, we're in the finals.
Mark's own family fled to the U.S. from war-torn Lebanon shortly before he was born.
I was inspired to start this organization because when I moved back to San Diego after college, I realized that San Diego had become the largest refugee resettlement city in the United States, and over half the refugees that were coming here were children.
Mark noticed there was little help available for the kids to adapt to their new environment. So in 2009, he founded Yala.
With the need to learn a new language and the lack of resources in the community, the kids were not getting the help they needed to be successful. So they were essentially being set up for failure. And for me, it was an unacceptable situation. So I kind of realized that if I didn't do it, it wasn't going to happen.
Unlucky, Lorenzo.
Yala caught on right away and now works with over 200 boys and girls from 4 to 19 years old. Many of them have fled from war zones, bringing with them painful experiences.
Many of our children are suffering severely from post-traumatic stress disorder. Most of the refugees that are coming to the United States right now are from Iraq, and they are some of the most traumatized refugees to ever be resettled. Because of the nature of the warfare, they can't escape the war when they're there. It's very difficult. So they've suffered so many losses in their families, and I'm painfully reminded of that every day.
But it's not just children who've benefited from the program. 22-year-old Arsen Mustafa left Kosovo in 2002 and is now head coach of the under-19 squad. He says Yala makes him and the refugee children feel like part of a family.
Going into this program makes me one of them too also, and I really fit in with them. I think it's really good because they get to fit in with everybody who's a refugee. They feel safe, they feel home right now when they're in with Yala and all that.
Many refugees struggle academically upon arriving in the US, so Mark also runs education programs to help kids with language difficulties and schoolwork.
Well, right now in the United States, 1 in 4 refugee youth drop out of high school. It's a really disheartening statistic, and when I look at my kids, I don't look at statistics, I look at individuals, and I'm really happy to say that this year, all of our refugee youth are graduating from high school and applied for college.
Mark doesn't take any credit for the great results the Yala has had.
I attribute it to the kids because they want to make their lives better, and they're inspiring people around them to work hard for them. We use soccer as a hook to get these kids in to help rebuild their lives through our education, leadership, and our outdoor programs, because it's what they love. In a place where everything is foreign and everything is different, including the language, football is the one thing that hasn't changed. The only thing that's changed is the name. I think it's a great way to motivate these kids.
Let's go, boys. Mark up in transition. Let's go.
Under-19 Iraqi striker Fadi Kadouri arrived in the U.S. in 2010 and has been playing soccer at Yala ever since.
It's really hard moving to a country that you don't even know the language of it and you know no one there. It's like my second family. When I don't see my team, like, I feel I'm in a different place. I can't stand a day without seeing them and play with them. It's really fun.
The program hasn't just improved Fadi's skills on the pitch, it's also helped him land a summer job with an engineering company.
Oh yeah, they found me a job, a really good job, in a Qualcomm company. Me and 5 others, my friend. It's starting tomorrow and we'll see what happens. It's a really great opportunity.
He's off. Well done, boys. Way to recover.
Sadly, today's match ends in a 1-0 loss for Mark's team. But win or lose, one thing is clear. Yala has provided San Diego's refugee youth with a profound sense of community and team spirit. For Mark Caban, seeing the bravery and determination his soccer kids exude makes it all worthwhile.
Every day I work with kids that have, lost their parents or have had their fathers kidnapped in Iraq or Afghanistan and have lost the people in their lives that are supposed to guide and protect them. Just to see their resilience, is really inspiring for me. So when you see these kids, they seem like normal kids, but they've gone through a lot of trauma. And if they can keep going, we can keep going too. So
come on, guys.
This is us right here.
Yellow, me, 1, 2, 3, yellow!
Misha Wilmers, DW.